Okay, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and this is A's by Fat Chick Snack. And this snack is going to be about a program that we saw on, we actually had to watch it online, but it's on BBC One, and it's from the surviving fat lady, Clarissa Dickinson Wright, and the program was called Clarissa and the King's Table, and she did some redactions, which is when you translate medieval recipes over to modern measurements, and created a bunch of different dishes that were served to Henry V.
I believe so, yes. One of the curries, not the eighth.
It was from the form of curry, which is a historical text from that kitchen.
And really good little show. It was only half an hour. I wish it had been longer.
I wish it was a series.
I know. I would totally pay to see her do an entire historical cooking series. Because you could tell from the original series that she was into historical recipes, because she'd always give you a little background when she did something that had deep historical roots. Like, she'd say, oh, this is from the court of Victoria.
Right.
And she's a closet geek, you can tell.
Yeah.
But it was very well done. She covered four different recipes that she cooked and served to, like, restaurant people in London. Food historians in London. And then she did, they did these, like, neat dramatizations between the recipes of the kitchen and how it was operating. And everything looked kind of medieval, except for the chef was dressed almost like a modern chef. But it worked somehow in it.
Yeah. Because there was a chair that the chef who was running the kitchen would sit in. Mm-hmm. And he'd tell people, basically sit there and bark orders what to do.
And they'd have a scribe off in the corner writing everything down. It was kind of neat.
So if something worked, they could go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm. And being the medieval geeks that we are, and then being the food geeks that we are, it was a neat meeting of the two. You would think with how much we are into both, we would actually, like, try to cook medievally in the SCA, but we just don't.
Oh. We try some stuff at home, but we're mostly into eating it.
Yes.
And we are going to do an episode all about medieval feasts in the SCA, which is a medieval reenactment group. So stay tuned for that.
It'll be sometime in the distant future.
Yeah, I want to devote an entire episode to it. I just wanted to touch on it now with how it related to Clarissa and the King's Table. So if you can find a copy of it on YouTube, or if you can find a copy of it legitimately somehow.
Netflix possibly has it.
Yeah, because I think that she's doing there's like a historical, or a series with her, with Clarissa and the... And there's a couple of other shows, but
yeah, that's already been done. It's not really a cooking thing, it's more of a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's like British cultural history.
Yeah, but but this was a standalone. She hasn't, from what I've read online, she hasn't set any plans to do anything else in that vein. But, hey, I think it'd be cool. I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
If I could get my hands on a copy of that in disc, I would totally pay for that.
Right. So. As is, we had to watch it online. You might be able to find a copy. But if anybody knows of a legitimate hard copy that we could get, let us know, and we'll order it.
You should check Acorn. They usually have everything.
Yeah, Acorn's awesome.
Which actually can tag on to the end
Anglophile catalog.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool little catalog that has, like, all things British in it, and it has a lot of the BBC programming you can order on DVD, a lot of neat little knickknacks. It's the kind of place if you are at a loss for a gift idea for somebody, you can usually flip through the catalog and find something within your price range, because they have stuff from the low end of the price range all the way up to the, oh my god, my wallet hurts price range.
Right, and they have all the British series, like, Absolutely Fabulous. They have all the British mysteries, like Agatha Christie, Miss Marple, Poirot, mm-hmm. Rosemary and Thyme, which I haven't actually had a chance to watch yet.
Vicar of Dibley. They have all of
those
listed. Oh,
yeah. Vicar of Dibley's hilarious.
It's a really good source if you're into that sort of thing. So, but Clarissa and the King's Cookbook?
Clarissa and the King's Table.
Clarissa and the King's Table. I always mess up the title. Totally worth it. Find it if you can. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And this was my Fat Chick Snack.
We hope you enjoyed this Vi Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zvifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.